Hey guys, it's me, MP here, and I'm back with a brand new podcast episode. So in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about what a productive day should look like to you. So, for me, productivity means getting as much as work as done as possible in very little time, like whatever time you have. Like, even if you wake up at 10 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 1 p.m., whatever time you're waking up, you can still be productive. Like, let's say a person wakes up at 5 a.m. and his screen time is around 7 hours, then obviously the person who is waking up at 1 p.m. and does not use their phone that much could have the same amount of productivity, except that the person who wakes up at 5 a.m. is going to be a little bit more distracted. So if you ever wake up a little bit later than what you usually do, don't feel guilty about it. My biggest advice though will be to not use your phone as much. There's this app called Flipped. So basically, let's say you keep a timer for 1 hour. It won't let you use your phone for an entire hour. But there is a mode called the multitask mode on, so you can turn that on. So by doing that, you can actually, let's say you're doing your homework and you have to look up something on Google, so you can turn on that mode and you can quickly look up whatever you want to on Google and then come back and turn off your multitask mode off. That's the only way you can use it. Other than that, it won't let you use your phone until you get your 1 hour work done. And you can take only a single break, but if you want to take more than one break, you need premium for that. And it's kind of expensive, to be honest. But it's a very great app. Like, it's a lot of features are free. So you guys should give it a try. You guys can also try out Forest. I've never tried it, but I've heard a lot about it. So you guys can give it a try too. So, the thing that always you know, affects my productivity in a bad way is my phone. So in case that's not there, I know that I'm going to have a productive day. So as soon as I wake up, I do all my work on my phone, like quickly checking my text messages and everything, and then I start on with my homework. And I do take breaks, but I try not to use my phone during those breaks, because I'm just trying to be productive, right? And using my phone, like, if I just be like, oh, I'm just gonna use my phone for 2 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, I'll still be on my phone. So I try to not use my phone that much, because it can really badly affect my productivity. So I like to use it once a night too, to keep my alarms. And other than that, I try not to use it throughout the day. So, in between what I do, I actually don't have 3 meals a day. I've reduced it to 1 meal a day, but I do have a banana and like green tea in between. And staying away from phone has really helped me a lot, honestly, and I would highly recommend you guys to keep your phone away whenever you're doing stuff. That way you don't get distracted. So that's just a great way to boost your productivity. Just keep your phone away and you'll get extra productive. So whatever time you're waking up, quickly use your phone as much as you want to. Limit your time. You can't spend an hour or two straight away as soon as you wake up on your phone. So limit your time. And then just eat your breakfast or whatever, and then get on with some work. For everybody, you all have different walks, right? Some people, it would be just to go to university. For some people, it would be just to finish and turn those assignments in. So everybody's walk would be different, but just quickly, as soon as you're waking up, done with your phone walk, quickly finish your school walk or whatever walk you have, so that you can have the rest of the day to chill. And to a productive day, this is pretty necessary to work out at least once a day. It could be 10 minutes long, it could be 5 minutes long, but I really suggest you guys, everybody, to walk out. It can really improve your concentration. It can make you feel better, it'll make you feel lighter, and just, there's just a great number of why you should walk out. So I feel like you guys should keep your phone away when you're doing your walk, and that'll make you productive and get the most out of you. So yeah, that's all for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know what else you want to listen to, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed.